Doug Plagans, radio voice for your Florida Panthers.
I'm still sad.
Did you eat anything to, you know, like a lot of people, they have an event, you know, Panther. I mean, you live and breathe the Florida Panthers, Doug, and then they get ousted from the playoffs in round two. Some people would turn to the bottle, mm-hmm. you know, they start drinking. You, I would imagine, you turn to food. Did you have something to soothe yourself?
Soothe myself. Let's see. Well, I live over here near the arena, so I went to the Cheesecake Factory yesterday.
There you go. This is exactly what I'm talking about. So now, Cheesecake Factory, I love Cheesecake Factory. I think people...
Menu's too damn big.
It's what makes it so great, that they have that large a menu, and every single item is great. What did you get?
Hawk, you'll appreciate this, Hawk, about the Cheesecake Factory. I was in Washington last week. I bellied up at the Cheesecake Factory in Washington, D.C., and this guy sits down next to me, and I was eating the spicy cashew chicken, and he goes, "How's the spicy cashew chicken?" And I said, "Oh, it's really good. It's been my go-to lately." And he says, "I'm the executive chef over at the whatever location," he said. And I turned to him, and I said, "Oh, really? Well, I've got some questions for you."
And as I would have had.
Because I'm a big fan of the Cheesecake Factory. And I said, "What happened to the Tons of Fun Burger? Remember that?"
It's a great question. And I hope he had a...
The what?
The Tons of Fun Burger.
What is that?
Oh, it's don't
like
pretend.
A children
don't
burger.
Pretend like you don't know. So what was the answer?
Well, I asked him, I said, "What happened to the Tons of Fun Burger? It was so good." And this thing I don't think has been on the menu for like 10, 12 years. And... He said, menus change. It was kind of hard to make, but it was really good. And it made it sound like the door was not closed on the Tons of Fun Burger.
Oh.
So maybe our day will return with the Tons of Fun Burger.
So we're breaking some news here. Potentially Tons of Fun Burger, perhaps to return to Cheesecake Factory menu.
I don't know that I'd go that far with the headline, but made it sound at least like, you know, maybe we haven't seen the last of it. It's been nearly a generation, but maybe it'll come back.
My go-to there is the crusted chicken Romano, but I believe that they have changed the chicken in the last few months. And I'm not as crazy about it as I used to be. Have you had the crusted chicken Romano?
I haven't. You know, I've gone through stretches at Cheesecake Factory. I'll go like years ordering the same thing, and then the streak will end, and I'll go to something else and order that for years. Right now, it's the spicy cashew chicken. That's been my leader at the club.
What about the cheesecake itself? Do you get cheesecake?
Depends. Yes, I find it's best if you've got like multiple people,
sure.
Because it's a daunting task to eat one of their entrees and then eat a whole piece of cheesecake. I'll often get it to go though.
Yeah.
If I am going to do it. The s'mores one's really good. When that debuted, my buddy and I were in Vegas, and we drove out to Henderson, and we went to the Cheesecake Factory, and it was the day before the release of the s'mores cheesecake, and we asked about it, and they were nice enough to give us some before the release.
I go to the Red Velvet Cheesecake. I think that's their finest.
The Reese's Peanut Butter Cups one, that one's good too.
All right.
Yeah, so y'all order stuff to go after eating in the restaurant?
Well, sometimes you want that cheesecake, but you just can't put it down after a big meal. You've probably had some, now this is before my gluten-free days, but you've mm-hmm. probably had some of the brown bread, the sourdough bread, you know. And then
you're full.
You're full, correct. But
then you leave.
Right, you leave with your cheesecake because you're at the Cheesecake Factory.
You're full.
And the way that they do the to-go cheesecake, Doug, they give you the full whipped cream and the top. Like,
yeah.
It is so perfectly presented.
So that's my thing that's always impressive. Not only is all the food good, despite the menu being so big, but the presentation's always good. And that bread basket is one of the best in the league.
Oh, without question.
Yeah.
The brown bread, I think, is superior to the sourdough. What do you think of that?
I like them both, but I do prefer the brown bread. But I always lead off with the sourdough. Pretty cool, though, that you can buy it at your local grocer now.
That is true. That is true.
Not
what was Richard? What was Richard Jefferson wearing on this dais at?
He's about to dance. He's a ballet.
I mean, they're in Miami, but I mean, his shirt is unbuttoned down to his navel.
Yeah. I saw his nipple.
Like, he has really embraced the Miami style. All right, Doug Plagans. radio voice for your Florida Panthers and my my spirit animal when it comes to food. Next time at the Cheesecake Factory, Doug. Next time at the Cheesecake Factory.
I wonder if they'd let us bring our own cans of freshie into the Cheesecake Factory.
You Doug Plagans. They'll let you do whatever the hell you want.
Do whatever you want. We'll see you, Plagans.
All right, see you guys. Thank you.
There you go, Doug Plagans. I love breaking down Cheesecake Factory as if it were a Game 5, you know?
So crazy.
I absolutely love that.